Hey there, awesome humans. It's your guy, Jake Carter, back with another dose of sanity in this crazy world. Today, we're diving into something truly powerful, self-compassion and its incredible ability to heal from trauma. Ever feel like you're carrying around baggage from the past, a weight that just keeps dragging you down? You know that feeling when your mind replays those painful moments over and over, leaving you stuck in a loop of negativity? Well, guess what? You're not alone. Trauma is something many of us grapple with, whether it's a big event like an accident or a series of smaller incidents that chipped away at our emotional well-being. The good news is, self-compassion can be your secret weapon in breaking free from those shackles. Think of it like this. You wouldn't berate a friend who went through a tough time, right? You'd offer them kindness, understanding, and support. Well, it's time to extend that same level of care and compassion to yourself. Here are 5 key takeaways that will totally change your perspective on self-compassion as a healing tool. 1. Self-compassion isn't weakness. Listen up, because this is huge. We often get caught in the trap of thinking that being strong means pushing through pain and ignoring our feelings. But guess what? True strength comes from acknowledging those feelings, embracing them with kindness, and allowing ourselves to heal. Self-compassion isn't about giving in. It's about showing up for yourself in your most vulnerable moments. 2. It's a skill you can learn. Just like any other skill, playing the guitar, baking a cake, or even mastering that killer TikTok dance, self-compassion is something you can cultivate and strengthen over time. There are techniques and practices that you can incorporate into your daily routine to build this muscle of kindness towards yourself. 3. Practice mindfulness. Ever heard that saying, "Be present"? It's not just a trendy catchphrase, it's a powerful tool for self-compassion. When you're mindful, you pay attention to the present moment without judgment. This means noticing your thoughts and feelings as they arise without getting caught up in them or criticizing yourself for having them. 4. Treat yourself like a best friend. Imagine your best friend is going through a tough time. What would you say? How would you treat them? Now, apply that same level of kindness and support to yourself. Talk to yourself with love, understanding, and encouragement, just as you would speak to someone you care about deeply. 5. Seek professional support. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. If you're struggling with trauma or finding it difficult to practice self-compassion on your own, don't hesitate to reach out for professional help. Therapists and counselors can provide you with guidance, support, and evidence-based tools to navigate healing. Imagine this. You wake up one morning feeling overwhelmed by anxiety. Your mind is racing with thoughts of past events, leaving you feeling paralyzed. Instead of berating yourself for feeling this way, you take a deep breath and remind yourself, "This is a difficult moment, but it doesn't define me. I am strong enough to get through this." You practice some mindful breathing exercises, engage in a gentle yoga session, or simply curl up with a good book. You treat yourself with kindness and understanding, acknowledging your feelings without judgment. The next day, you face the world with renewed strength and resilience. The weight of the past doesn't feel as heavy because you've chosen to approach it with self-compassion. So, my friends, remember this. You deserve love, kindness, and forgiveness, starting with yourself. Self-compassion is not a luxury. It's a necessity for healing from trauma and living a fulfilling life. Take those first steps today. Practice mindfulness, treat yourself like your best friend, and know that you are worthy of love and compassion just as you are. Now go out there, rock your day, and remember to tap out of overstimulation whenever you need to. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, share it with someone who needs a little extra support, and join our awesome community on social media. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.